good. Mmm, good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Mmm, good.
Campbell's soups invite you to meet Corliss Archer, starring Janet Waldo.
Mr. Charvet.
Hello, Corliss. You seem on top of the world.
Oh, I am, Mr. Charvet, on account of those perfectly divine clothes.
Clothes? Mm-hmm. What clothes?
My back-to-school wardrobe, of course.
Oh.
Mom took me shopping yesterday, and we got the most precious things. There was one little green dress with cap sleeves and all studded with gold nail heads, and a luscious corduroy suit, and a new raspberry sweater, and, of course, the best thing of all was the soup.
Soup? Mm-hmm. Well, what on earth is soup doing in the middle of your wardrobe?
Oh, Mr. Charvet, you're so diverting, honestly. It wasn't in the middle of my wardrobe. It was afterwards. After we'd been shopping, I mean.
Oh, I see.
It was Louise's day out, and Mum had to get Daddy's dinner, and she wanted it to be something he specially likes, and that means...
Whoa there, Corliss. Let me guess. Campbell's chicken noodle soup, hmm?
Mr. Charvet, you are positively psychic. Yes, Campbell's chicken noodle soup. That soup is so good, it makes a main dish that's simply terrific and ready in a jiff. Oh, my goodness, that's poetry.
Well, not only that, Corliss, it's true. There's no main dish that's more tempting or quicker to fix than Campbell's chicken noodle soup.
You're so right, Mr. Charvet. Bye now.
Bye.
This morning, on her way to breakfast, Corliss stops by in the kitchen for a few words with Louise.
About time you showed up, young lady. You're late again. Father and mother are halfway through their breakfast.
Oh, Daddy won't mind, Louise. I mean, look at the beautiful flower I picked for his lapel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, golly, Louise, those hot cakes smell absolutely divine.
Uh-huh.
Louise, darling, whenever I have to face a crisis, I've always been able to turn to you, haven't I?
Listen, young lady, I diapered you, and that tone of voice always means you want to borrow money.
But I always pay it back.
You're not going to pay it back this time.
Why do you say that, Louise?
Because I'm not going to lend you any, that's why.
But Louise...
Listen, Corliss, both your mother and father told me not to...
Quiet. I don't want them to hear.
I'll bet you don't.
But, Louise, you don't understand. It's for their anniversary present. I saw something at Benson's that's absolutely out of this world that I want to get them. Only I don't have
Corliss.
Quite enough... All right, Angel, I'm coming. Hello, Mom. Good morning, Daddy.
Good morning.
Look at this simply gorgeous flower I picked for you, Daddy.
Hmm.
Now, Corliss, you're late again. Sit down and eat your breakfast.
Okay, Mom, but first let me fix it in Daddy's buttonhole. There. Doesn't he look sensational? I mean, golly, I think men with buttonholes look so prosperous, don't you, Daddy?
My child, so far as you are concerned, prosperity is still around the corner, if that's what you're driving at.
Oh, Daddy, you're terrible. Just because I see how nice you look, is that any reason to think I'm hinting for money?
Well, it often has been in the past.
Well, don't worry, Daddy. As a matter of fact, I do need money in the worst way, but I'm not going to borrow it. I'm going to earn it.
Oh, splendid.
Daddy, may I have the classified section of the paper, please?
Sure. Help yourself.
I'm going to look right now under Help Wanted, and I'm going to work practically immediately.
Yeah, you better eat your breakfast first, dear.
Daddy, listen. Would you let me take this job? Oh, golly, this sounds terrific.
What is it?
Wanted. Young girl with beautiful feet. To demonstrate toenail polish in department store window. Excellent pay. Apply Benson's cosmetic department.
Too bad, Corliss. Now, if only you had beautiful feet, there'd be a job with a future.
But, Daddy, you said yourself my feet were just like Mom's. And you know that she's got the most beautiful feet in the world.
She's got you there, Harry.
Oh, no, she hasn't. You do have beautiful feet, Janet. And if you wish to apply for the job, I'll raise no objections. Corliss is too young.
But, Daddy...
Darling, don't be silly. We wouldn't dream of letting you sit in the window of Benson's demonstrating toenail polish.
But, Mom, why not? I could wear a black mask or something, and then I bet crowds would gather and wonder who I was.
Yes, and Dexter would be in that crowd saying, "Holy cow, look at Corliss's feet!" None of us would ever be able to hold our heads up again.
Oh, well, I'll look for other jobs. Oh, golly, Daddy, how about this one? Wanted immediately. Attractive car hops. Good salary and excellent tips. Oh, Daddy, would you let me be a car hop?
In a word, no.
Corliss, dear, we've been through all this. You are not going to take a job. You've got a great deal of homework to do during vacation to make up for your poor grades, so just forget all about it.
But, Mom, you don't realize. It is absolutely imperative that I should get a good, steady-paying job.
You mean imperative?
And how, Daddy?
Corliss! Oh, Corliss!
What is it, Dexter?
Holy cow, haven't you finished breakfast yet?
Oh.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Dexter.
Good morning,
hello,
Dexter.
Gee, where's what you take a long time to eat? Holy cow!
Corliss, do you still crave a steady, well-paying job?
Well, of course, Daddy.
Are you going to let her go to work, Mr. Archer?
Oh, shut up, Dexter. What did you have in mind, Daddy?
Would you like to earn $50, Corliss?
Oh, golly.
$50? Holy cow.
Shut up, Dexter. What would I have to do, Daddy?
I will pay you the sum of $50, Corliss, if you can wean Dexter permanently from his favorite deity, that eternal holy cow.
Huh?
And I'll add a bonus of $25 if you'll expurgate the huhs.
Holy cow, what's wrong with huh?
Huh?
And so you see, Dexter, how absolutely vital it is for me to have at least $7.50.
Well, it's no use looking at me. I'm so broke, it's brutal.
Oh, look, Dexter, look at that baby in the playpen across the street where the new people moved in yesterday. Oh, isn't that the most heavenly baby? Let's go and play with it.
You're crazy. I wouldn't be seeing Dad playing with a baby.
Dexter Franklin, I certainly hope you change your mind before you have a baby of your own. I'm going over to play with it.
Okay. Let me know when you're through.
Oh. Hello, honey. What's your name, huh?
No.
Oh, aren't you just too cute for words?
Daddy.
Goosey, goosey, goosey. Whose precious little lamb are you? Oh, you're so sweet. You're trying so hard to talk to me, aren't you? Oh, and I'll bet this is your mommy coming. Good morning. I hope you don't mind my playing with your baby. What's her name?
It's a good thing Conrad isn't old enough to understand what you're saying, or he'd be furious, wouldn't you, Conrad?
Darling.
Oh, how silly of me. I should have known by the shape of his head that he was all boy. Oh, he's beautiful. I just adore children.
You live here in the neighborhood?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I'm so glad. You know, we just moved in. I haven't a thing settled yet, and we don't know a soul in this part of town. Of course, eventually, I intend to get someone in to help me with little Conrad, but you know what that problem is today.
Oh, yes.
It's so hard to find just the right person, even for a sitter. Of course, I wouldn't trust Conrad with just anyone. I'd have to be sure that it was someone who really loved children, like yourself, for instance. Anyone can see that you...
Oh, why, thank you, Mrs.
Barnett.
Oh, yes, of course, Mrs. Barnett. We heard you were moving in.
Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not the kind of a mother who's always running out. But I'm just about at my wit's end about tonight.
Tonight?
Oh, yes. Could you stay with the baby tonight? You see,
it's my sister's birthday, and she'd
never forgive my husband and me if we didn't come. Oh. I was just going to call her and tell her that I don't know how we could make it, but I watched you with Conrad, and right away I knew you were just the kind of a girl I wanted for a sitter.
Oh, golly, that's awfully nice of you, Mrs. Barnett. Tonight?
Yes. Now, I understand it's customary to pay 50 cents an hour. Is that all right with you?
Oh, that's just fine. I'd be glad to sit with him any night, all night long.
Oh, that won't be necessary. We won't be out very late tonight. Are you sure it's all right with your parents?
My parents? Oh, sure. They never object to anything I do.
Harry, how about some more pie?
No, thanks, Janet. It's nearly 7:30, and if we're going to play bridge with the Ameses, let's shove off.
All right, dear, but Corliss hasn't finished her dessert yet. Why the rush?
Oh, it's okay, Mom. Dexter will keep me company, won't you, Dex?
I'll do that.
The sooner we get started, Janet, the earlier we can break up.
Well, now, Harry, we can't rush away too early.
Oh, yes, we can. I have to be up at the crack of dawn, and I want to be in bed not later than 11. Come on, Janet, the car's in the driveway. Good night, baby.
Good night.
Good night,
Dexter. Good night, Mr. Archer.
And Corliss, don't forget you're not to go to the movies tonight. You go to bed early.
Okay, Mom.
Good night, darling.
Night, Dexter.
Night, Mrs. Archer.
Oh, now that they've gone, Dexter, I can tell you a secret. I've got a simply terrific job as sitter for that darling baby we saw, and I'm starting tonight at 8.
Gee whiz, how did you sell your parents that idea?
Shh. I didn't, Dopey. They don't know a thing about it.
How are you going to sit with a baby across the street if you're not supposed to go out?
Mom didn't say I wasn't to go out. She said I wasn't to go out to a movie.
Yeah, but you told me they said no dice on any job.
Sitting isn't exactly a job, Dexter. I mean, golly, a person has to sit practically half their lifetime. And if you get paid for it...
Well, okay, it's your funeral.
Dexter Franklin, you mean to sit there and tell me you're not going to help me?
Gee whiz, how can a person help a person sit?
All I can say is this, Dexter. If you don't come over there after I'm all established and keep me company and help me look after that baby, I'll never...
I know. You'll never speak to me again as long as you live.
Oh, no, Dexter. Much more than that. I'll never marry you and be the mother to your children either.
Okay. You'll win.
Formula's all made, dear. It's in the refrigerator.
Yes, Mrs. Barney.
I'm sure you won't have to use it. Conrad always sleeps right through the night.
What time were you planning to come home?
Well, if we're going to be awfully late, I'll phone you and let you know.
Oh, yes, maybe you'd better do that.
Coming, Ethel?
Be right with you, Ralph. Now, was there anything else you wanted to ask me, dear?
No. That is, I don't think so.
I'm sure you won't have a bit of trouble. He's such a good baby. Good night.
Good night. Oh, you're so little. I wonder what you think about all day long. One thing, I'll bet you don't have any problems like grown-ups do. Oh, golly, you look sweet. But please don't wake up.
Corliss! Oh, Corliss!
Shh! Dexter, be quiet.
Hi, Corliss.
Shh, come in.
Well, now that I'm here, what am I supposed to do?
Dexter, keep your voice down. You'll wake the baby. Come on, tiptoe.
All right.
Oh, look, Dexter. Isn't he wonderful?
Well, so what? It's a baby.
Oh, how can you be so callous?
Yeah, I guess he is kind of cute at that.
Dexter, now do you see what family life is like? Just imagine if I had some knitting and you had a pipe and your slippers on and the fireplace was blazing.
Holy cow, in the middle of summer?
You'll wake the baby.
Oh, listen, Carlos, everybody will tell you that once babies are asleep, they sleep. Anyway, they got to get used to all kinds of noises.
Oh, Dexter, now you've done it.
Ah, he's just talking in his sleep.
Oh, Dexter, you woke him up. Now you've got to do something about it.
Oh, no, you're the little mother.
Now, let me see. What did she say? A formula, that's it. I'll get the formula. Wait a sec. Maybe he just needs changing.
Well, then change him.
Well, really, Dexter, the formula's the most important thing. I'd better start warming that up. You change him. She left a pile of diapers right there. There's nothing to it. Change him.
Yeah. Holy cow, me?
Fathers always change diapers, Dexter, and I may as well break you in right now.
Oh, gosh. Well, here goes. Now, let me see. There must be a knack to them. Let me see here.
What are you doing, Dexter?
Don't bother me. Now, this ought to do it. Hey. Hey, Corliss, you know what? He just smiled at me.
Dexter, how hot does the formula have to get?
Oh, pretty hot, I guess. Let's see, where was I? Oh, here. You fold it this way, and around here. No, that doesn't look right. Now, let's try it this way. There, that's not bad.
Oh, the formula's just the right temperature now, I'm sure. Oh, he's going to get his dinner now. Come on, sweetheart. Oh, now there. That's a good boy. Do you see, Dexter? Oh, he was simply famished.
Yeah, I guess so.
Isn't this fun?
Sort of.
Oh, Dexter, he's such a good baby. Dexter? Dexter, wake up.
What's the matter?
Nothing. Except if you're going to keep me company, you might at least stay awake.
For what? You're so scared of waking the baby, you won't even let me talk. I might as well go on home.
You've got to see this through with me, Dexter.
Well, gosh, how much longer do you have to stay?
Well, until the Barnetts get home, of course.
Well, they ought to be here pretty soon. It's almost 11.
11? Oh, Dexter, my family will be home any minute. I've got to go.
And leave the baby alone?
Well, no, of course not. That's what you're here for.
Me? You mean I've got to stay here alone with him?
Oh, it'll only be for a few minutes. I'll just slip in, say goodnight to him, and pretend to go to bed, and then I can slip right out again. It's very simple.
Well, yeah, but what if you can't get out? What if they don't go to bed when you get home? What if they decide to sit up and talk? What am I going to do then?
Dexter Franklin, if you are going to get hysterical over the slightest little thing, I shall think twice before I marry a neurotic individual like you.
You know, it's especially pleasant for Mother when she can plan a pleasing supper that calls for only a few minutes in the kitchen. And that's just what happens when supper's built around big plates of Campbell's chicken noodle soup. With this good soup as the main dish, your meal can be ready in a jiffy, and the family will love it. For Campbell's chicken noodle soup is filled all through with a tempting taste of chicken. Even your first whiff of fragrant steam says, chicken. And when you dip in your spoon, good. You like the old-fashioned egg noodles, too, and the pieces of chicken. Say, they just about melt in your mouth. Why, Campbell's chicken noodle soup is so substantial, it doesn't take much else to make a satisfying family supper. So, how about it? Campbell's chicken noodle soup, tomorrow night. Well, leaving the baby in Dexter's capable hands, Corliss has made it home just in the nick of time. As we rejoin her, Mr. and Mrs. Archer are just coming in.
Corliss, you still up?
Oh, hello, Mom. Hello, Daddy.
You look tired, baby. Why didn't you turn in early?
Oh, I was studying various things. Did you have a nice time?
Very nice, dear.
What time is it?
It's after 11, and I'm going to bed.
So you call us right away. Come on.
Okay, Mom. I guess I am kind of tired. It's been a long evening.
Listen, what's that?
What's what?
Oh, I can hear a baby crying. Can't you, Carla?
A baby? Oh, no, Mother, I can't hear a thing. I don't think.
Well, I do. Must be those new neighbors across the street. I really must go over tomorrow and call on her. Well, good night, Carla.
Good night, Mom. Good night, Daddy. Good night. Happy dreams. And, sleep soundly.
Hey. Who is it?
It's only me, Dexter.
Oh, well, you might at least warn me.
What are you so frightened about?
What if those people had come home while you were gone?
Well, I'm here now, so stop worrying. What was the baby crying about anyway?
Probably had a nightmare. I turned him over and he went right back to sleep.
Oh, thank you for staying, Dexter.
Oh, it wasn't anything.
You know, tonight has really proven to me how noble you can be in a difficult situation.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. I don't know what I would have done without you. Well, this is better than going to the movies, isn't it? This is real life.
Yeah, I guess it's all right. But when are those people going to get home?
Well, it doesn't matter now. As a matter of fact, the longer they stay out, the more money I make. It's all so easy.
Uh-oh. It's all so easy, huh?
Oh, now what's the matter with him?
He probably wants a drink, or vice versa.
Dexter. This is no time to be facetious. Well, I guess I better get the formula again.
Oh, no. It's your turn to practice on the baby. This time I'll get the formula.
Harry, you awake?
No.
Can you hear that baby crying?
Who couldn't?
Well, that doesn't sound right to me, Harry.
Oh, Janet, stop worrying and go to sleep. Babies are always crying.
Well, not like that. That baby's in trouble.
And that's none of our business. Now, what are you doing? Come back to bed, Janet.
Harry! Jerry, every light in that house is on. Something's wrong.
Well, what can we do about it?
Oh, the baby's sick, I know.
Well, we can't help that.
Oh, dear, I think you'd better go over there and see what's the matter.
Now, what could I do?
Well, now, Harry, they've just moved into the neighborhood, and you know how hard it is to get doctors these days. Maybe you could call Dr. Pemberton for them.
Oh, you're making a mountain out of a molehill. We don't even know those people. If I go barging in over there, they might resent it, and I wouldn't blame them. Oh, all right, Janet, you go back to bed. I'll go.
Oh, pipe down, will you please?
Don't scold him, he can't help it.
Hey, how's about giving him a hot bath?
Oh, you're crazy.
Well, he seems to be in pain. My old man always takes a hot bath when his legs hurt him.
Conrad is not quite as old as your father.
He screams as loud.
Golly, aren't those people ever coming home? She said she'd phone if she was going to be late. Oh, Dexter, go look out the window and see if you can see any sign of them.
Okay.
Oh, please, Conrad, please. You were such a good baby.
Holy cow, Corliss, your father's coming over.
Daddy? Oh, Dexter, what am I going to do?
I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm leaving.
Dexter Franklin, don't you dare. You're in this just as deep as I am, and you've got to face the music with me. Oh, please don't desert me now, Dexter.
What do we do now?
Well, let's duck in the next room. Maybe he'll go away. If he finds me here, I'm sunk.
Anybody home? I mean, yeah, anyone else. I hear you. Well, can you beat that? Leaving a baby in a house alone. Well, hello there, you poor little guy. Come on, up you go. Let's see what we can do about this. Now, if I can remember how it goes. Rock-a-bye, baby, on the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the bough breaks, the cradle will fall. And down will come, baby, cradle and all. Well, I guess I haven't forgotten after all. There's nothing the matter with you except your parents. Well, little fellow, you can't answer it. I guess I better. Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. I must have the wrong number.
Who's this calling?
What number is this?
Let me see. Walnut 51331.
Who are you? Is that my baby? What's the matter with my baby?
Oh, so this is your baby. Well, madam, all I have to say to you is...
Girl!
What girl? There's nobody here.
But there was. Oh, my baby.
It's about time you started worrying about your baby.
Hello? Hello, please don't go.
You think I'd leave a baby alone?
Oh, please, I'll be right home.
Well, young man, I guess they won't go out and leave you alone again in a hurry. Now what's the matter? Oh, so you need a change. I wonder if I can remember how to do that. Well, I know I can take it off anyhow. Let me see. Oh, here's a clean one. Now, you fold it this way. Wait a minute. Well, that's not right. It's this way. No, it isn't. Give me a little time, will you? I'll get it. Yes?
Oh, Harry, I had to come over. I simply couldn't stand it another minute. Don't you tell me they went off and left this baby here alone.
Why do you think I'm changing diapers? Woman just phoned. She's on her way home.
Why, I never heard of such a thing in all my life. Here, let me have that diaper. Harry, you've got to get up early. Run along home. I can manage this. And besides, I don't like the idea of leaving Corliss alone in the house this late at night.
Well, she's not a baby. She can take care of herself. Well, here they are. Now, I know how you feel, Janet, but hold your temper.
My baby, where's my baby?
Right here, sound asleep. Everything's all right now.
What are you doing with my baby? Give him to me.
Take it easy, Ethel.
Now you've wakened him again.
Oh, darling, poor little Conrad. What have they done to you? No wonder you're crying with all these strange people around.
Look, madam, this wasn't our idea. Your baby was waking up the whole neighborhood.
But I don't understand.
Now, Ethel, calm down and let's see if we can't straighten out this mess. My name's Bonnet. What's yours?
Archer. And we live across the street.
Well, Mr. Archer, my wife here hired a girl to sit with the baby. Where is she?
Oh, then you did have a sitter.
Of course, and she seemed to be such a sweet girl. I can't understand why she would leave the baby like this. Of course, I'm new here, and I must admit I hardly know a thing about this girl.
Well, Mrs. Barnett, perhaps next time you'll look into the girl's background a little more thoroughly.
That's not a bad idea. Just wait till I get my hands on this disgraceful, irresponsible girl.
Hi, everybody.
Dexter, what are you doing over here?
Well, he came out of the kitchen.
Yeah, that's where we've been. Come on, Corliss.
Corliss? Is she over here?
Corliss.
Yes, Daddy. Hello, Mrs. Barnett.
That's the girl. How dare you leave my baby?
Take it easy, Ethel. These people seem to know her.
Holy cow, they ought to know her. She's their daughter.
All right, Corliss, let's hear your explanation.
Oh, Daddy, I'll explain it all to you later, but I just want to tell Mrs. Barnett that the baby's been perfectly all right. I mean, honestly, someone's been here with him all the time.
And we gave him his formula and changed his diapers and did everything.
And the only reason things got so confused, Mrs. Barnett, is on account of I've got a special reason why I didn't want my parents to know what I was doing.
Yeah,
and
so when they came tearing over, we hid in the kitchen.
Well, you see, Mrs. Barnett...
Yeah, and I watched through the keyhole and saw Mr. Archer change the baby. And I can do it in half the time.
And may I ask who you are?
Huh? Now, who, me?
Yes.
Oh, sure. My name's Dexter Franklin. I live next door to the Archers, and I always help Carla sit with babies on account of we're practically almost engaged in this very good practice.
Practice? What do you mean?
On account of when we get married, we'll be able to do our own sitting.
In just a minute, we'll rejoin the Archers. Ladies, why not serve Campbell's chicken noodle soup for supper tomorrow night? Along with a salad and perhaps cold cuts and a tempting dessert, you'll find that this delicious soup puts real old-time good eating in your summer meal. For Campbell's make this soup the good old-fashioned way. They simmer fine, plump chickens long and slowly for a rich chicken stock. Add lots of golden egg noodles and make sure they're tender pieces of chicken. Good. So to make tomorrow night's cool supper more appealing and satisfying, start it off with brimming bowls of Campbell's chicken noodle soup. Now it's about half an hour later. The Archers have gone back to their house, and we find Corliss very much in the doghouse up in her bedroom. Under her window, Dexter is saying goodnight.
Hey, Corliss, you all right?
Oh, golly, Dexter, you should have heard the bawling out I got.
Yeah, I heard your old man yelling even up in my room.
And the ghastly thing is, Dexter, that Daddy yanked me home before I could collect my wages. I was there from 8 till 12, so that's $2 they owe me.
$4.
No, Dexter. 4 hours at 50 cents is $2.
Yeah, but that's for only one sitter. We were two.
My dear boy, after this ghastly row, I'd never have the nerve.
Quit worrying. I already got it. See? $1, $2, $3, $4. Mr. Barnett insisted we take it. He was swell about everything.
Golly, $4.
I'll wrap them around a stone and throw them up into your room.
All four of them?
Sure, it was your idea. You're the one who needs dough. Here it comes. Yes. Ah! Holy cow.
Good. Good. That's what Campbell's soup does.
You have just heard Meet Corliss Archer, starring Janet Waldo as Corliss. This is Del Sharpett speaking for Campbell Soups, inviting you to listen in again next Sunday and bidding you good night from Hollywood.
Good. Good. That's what Campbell Soups are. Good.
Meet Corliss Archer is written by F. Hugh Herbert. Music was composed and conducted by Charles Dance. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.